This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Ever since Edward Snowden, we've known that email as a basic internet protocol is essentially insecure. As much as I'd enjoy opting out sometimes, I still have to use email. It's still tough to deliver a useful work-related message over Snapchat. And even disappearing message apps have their own security holes. So where does this all leave us? Well, New York Times tech columnist Molly Wood has been looking at the least imperfect email encryption tools. Molly, how are you?
Hey, how are you, Ben?
I'm good. So you're on a mission to help people use encrypted email.
I am. This is sort of part three for me. I'm on a mission to help people try to secure their communications in ways that they can actually handle.
Okay, so what did you discover as you sallied forth on this mission?
I discovered that there is a move afoot to create easier encryption tools. And I did discover one that I think is fairly promising, assuming that it is not itself a tool of the National Security Agency.
Right.
That is called Vertru, which is basically a browser plugin. So you can download it and then install it for Firefox and Chrome.
And the way that works is you always log into your email via a browser that is running this plugin, and thus it protects you.
Exactly. And the benefit of something like Vertru is that you can encrypt your email that you send to someone. They don't have to have Vertru installed in order to read it. They get a link, and then they can read the decrypted email in basically a separate browser window.
Okay.
So it's pretty easy. I mean, you do have to take this step if you're the recipient of clicking it, but you don't have to automatically encrypt every email. So if it's a sensitive information, you maybe encrypt that one email, but if it's just, you know, planning for dinner, maybe you don't bother.
But if it's planning for a super secret dinner, then maybe you do.
Unless it's your super secret dinner.
What's interesting to me also about this is that some of the fundamental encryption challenges that still exist are basic flaws with communication, period. You have to give this information to a program just like you might give it to the Pony Express or someone else or the mailman. And even then, a third party might get involved, and that third party might not be trustworthy.
So that's why some of these tools, and security researchers will say that some of these tools maybe, you know, maybe they make encryption easy, but they may introduce, like you said, other security concerns. If you really want to have secure communications...
Don't say messenger pigeon.
Really? I was really going to say messenger pigeon. I was going right to it.
No, I'm sorry. Go on.
If you really care about secure communications, don't use email. Leave email out of it.
Molly Wood is a technology columnist at the New York Times and our dear friend Molly Wood. It's nice to chat with you again.
It is nice to be chatted with.